This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to a busy edition of What's On Your Mind for a Wednesday. Congressman Kevin Cramer will not be here for the talk radio town hall. He's here tomorrow, and that is in the first hour tomorrow, so remember that. Tomorrow, the talk radio town hall with Congressman Cramer. We do have a member of Congress on the program today. This hour, the bottom of the hour, Kristi Noem, the congresswoman from South Dakota. A number of you South Dakota listeners have said, hey, we'd love to hear from Kristi Noem. She is currently a member of Congress in the House and is also seeking the nomination for Republican governor in South Dakota. So she'll be switching posts, but look forward to catching up with her and talking about the recently passed tax reform legislation, some of the town halls that she's going to be doing. So we have her today on the program. We also have a Republican candidate for Secretary of State. Will Gardner is going to be challenging Al Jaeger, longtime Secretary of State in North Dakota. Will announcing his candidacy today, and so we'll catch up with him and talk a little bit about that. Also, we are getting some answers for you on the question of what process will be used to get snow and ice off the roads in North Dakota in the future. Some reports from people that North Dakota's planning a switch. You know, some people thought it was from sand to salt, more Minnesota-like. Others talked about some kind of a chemical. You know, a lot of different rumors and questions out there. We said, hey, why don't we just get the gall darn source right here on the radio? Isn't that what we said, Todd? I think you said gall darn. Get the gall darn source on.
I thought gall gosh darn, but okay.
Was it gosh darn? Yeah, gosh
darn.
Ponder pool, yeah. So anyway, we got that covered for you today on the program. And in the meantime, a couple of things to talk about. One, yesterday there was quite an interesting meeting at the White House on immigration reform. And there were Republicans and Democrats there from respective committees that have jurisdiction over this. Senator Heidi Heitkamp was there. She didn't talk. There was an hour long part of this meeting that was broadcast. And so she had the seat at the table but didn't choose to use it for the benefit of the audience anyway, and the cameras, so don't know exactly what that was all about. But the president was pretty amazing in this meeting. Normally when they have these, gatherings, like a bipartisan gathering of members of Congress, they're talking about a particular issue, cameras will come in, or for a cabinet meeting or whatever, they'll come in for a few minutes, the president says something, somebody else says something, they shoo the cameras out, and they get about their meeting, right? That's normally how it works. Yesterday, the cameras just stayed in there. And I don't know exactly how this happened, but it wasn't by accident. And so you got a chance to sort of see how one of these negotiating sessions go. This one on immigration, so rather contentious. It was really interesting. It was really interesting. What I love most about it, set aside the whole back and forth on immigration, what was most interesting to me, and if you saw any of it, I'm curious if you agree with this, is that you can't watch President Trump in that environment and then buy into, you know, the book that claims he doesn't have his faculties and, you know, he's mentally unfit to be president and all the horrible things they've been saying since this book Fire and Fury came out. So the book, the meeting did a good job of knocking down the book. Once again, in my mind, if I'm a fake news provocateur and I get up every day saying, see what's in this book, we told you so, and then you see this meeting, you look like a total, you know, fraud. It falls apart right there. But one of the things he said in the meeting was he was sort of, I guess, challenging the members of Congress there to say, you people need to get in a room and figure this stuff out. You need to, you know, have more of a relationship. Maybe you ought to bring back earmarks. Do you remember earmarks where pieces of legislation would have an add-on, if you will, by various members of Congress? And, for instance, if you're from North Dakota and you want to see UND or NDSU have more research investment in a particular project, that'd be an earmark. You'd say, hey, you know, the country has a problem with blank, and we've got some experts there. We're going to put some dollars there so they can actually research this. You know, it's also how a lot of buildings ultimately got built, which I wasn't necessarily, but, you know, I mean, it'd be one way to get build a building versus, you know, the typical way in the case of a university they would do it. But, you know, some good, some bad. But the bottom line that I happen to like is that the member of Congress, so North Dakota, Kevin Cramer is a House member, John Hoeven is a senator, Heidi Heitkamp is a senator, they decide what projects are worthy of federal taxpayer dollars to be invested in North Dakota. Now, generally, if you're from North Dakota, you like what they decide, but you don't like what the Minnesota folks or the South Dakota Jamokes do, right? You say, well, I'm not for that. And so that gets called pork. That all of a sudden is pork by what we get. Here's what I don't like, and this is what the current system does. Some bureaucrat decides. Some bureaucrat decides. So I know this will sound crazy to some people, but I think the idea of earmarks coming back in some form is not a bad idea. And there are going to be times, like when there's an Obama administration, when you don't like what the Obama administration does currently. Right now, you know, what the Trump administration may do may be okay. But I always want the person I've elected, the person closest to us, to have a little say. So I think that's okay. And I'm kind of curious what you think about that. But it came up in the meeting yesterday, so that was interesting. And then I want to talk about autonomous vehicles, too, if we have time. Todd, real quick, first blush answer, autonomous vehicles, yes, no, you'd sit in the back seat, bring it on, this is great, forget about it, scares the daylights out of me. Which camp would you be in?
We can get them to work, right? I'm all in favor.
Planes land right now with a computer, right? We got that right.
Mm-hmm.
Hundreds of people on a plane and it lands via computer. We're okay with that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, subway. I don't know. The subway rail transit system in America carries a lot of people day in and day out. You know, a lot of that's computer. So we're doing that, you know, in a lot of ways already. I mean, for that matter, you and I get on a bus, we get on a plane, we get on, you know, a train, we get in a cab, somebody else is in charge. Right now it's a human being most times. The Consumer Electronics Show is going on in Las Vegas. And that's where all the really good fun stuff. I'd love to go there sometime, wouldn't you? Just to
doubt.
See what's next. There's like 170,000 people there, 3,900 exhibitors. Goes through Friday. It's in Las Vegas. But the big talk this year is autonomous vehicles. People are just they're actually looking at the autonomous vehicles. They're going to be doing this soon. We got a little report from Vegas coming up today, so we'll talk about that before we're done. But want your take on that too. So. Jerry and Moorhead, let's start with you. If you have a question or comment for any of our guests on any of these topics, just call us up, 258-0550 from any 701 telephone number, otherwise 800-228-0550. You can also text Todd or I, him at 226-8503 or me at 367-2054. Jerry and Moorhead, what's on your mind?
Yeah, we kind of joke about this bridge to nowhere, but that bridge to nowhere isn't far from here. It's in Norman County. And it all stems from a farmer asking for permission for a Texas bridge. And when it got all said and done, he ended up with this big, huge federal project that ended up with this big, beautiful bridge to nowhere.
Wait, but so...
It all started with one farmer asking for permission to put in a culvert over the river so that he could get to his land.
I remember this, the Alaska version of the Bridge to Nowhere. That was the famous one, right? That was, rather interesting. But you're saying that this one is in existence right now?
Yeah, it's in Norman County. It was built in the early 80s.
Okay, and the federal government paid for it?
Yep. The farmer owned land on both the north and south side of the river, and to get to his land on the south side of the river, he'd have to take his vehicles 12 miles on either state or county paved roads to go around to get to a bridge. So he asked his township for permission to put in a Texas bridge, but since it was going over a river, he had to get permission from the state, went to the state, had no money. State went to the federal government, got the money, but because it was now a federal project, the bridge had to meet federal standards, and so this simple Texas bridge ended up being this full-blown, you know, bridge. So.
Oh, my gosh. And was that funded through an earmark, do you know?
I believe it was, yeah, back then.
So there are more bridges to nowhere than we knew of.
There are more bridges to nowhere.
Does this dissuade you from thinking it's a good idea to have earmarks?
Yes and no. I mean, there are some earmarks that make common sense, but that's the problem. Too many people have no definition, don't really know the definition of common sense.
Yeah, I mean, if common sense would mean to say, let's just spend less.
I mean, the guy asked for a Texas bridge, but because of it had to meet federal standards, it had to be the full-blown bridge. So,
what is a Texas bridge?
A Texas bridge is more or less just a culvert that's got concrete poured on either side of it, so that in the normal flow of the river, the river just flows through the culvert. But when the water's high, the water can overflow that and just rush right on by.
Meanwhile, you get across the river.
With
your vehicles. Interesting story, Jerry. Thanks for sharing that. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. 258-0550. Let's go.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
Hi, I'm Mike Langset, North Dakota Soybean Council Director and farmer from Barney. I am asking every North Dakota soybean producer to respond to the 2017 Census of Agriculture. Your response aids in the funding and development of farm programs and the boosting of support services. Among many other benefits, your response helps show the entire nation the value of agriculture to our country and the world. With an improved online questionnaire for this census, responding is easier and more convenient than ever. As always, all responses are secure and confidential as required by law. Remember, the Census of Agriculture is your voice, your future, and your opportunity. Help rural America. Be counted. Respond now at www.agcensus.usda.gov.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming January 2018 auctions include 560 acres of cropland in Stutsman County, 880 acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land in McLean County near Butte, North Dakota, and 3,000 acres of irrigated and non-irrigated land in Dickey and Sargent Counties near Oaks and Creek, North Dakota. All of these auctions are in January 2018. For complete information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at pipers.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The hour, and look, if we can have a stem cell health institute, we can have autonomous vehicles, right, Todd? Tell us what the folks at Stem Cell Health Institute are doing for your health.
You know, you used to have to go out of the country to get this done, and autonomous vehicles are probably going to end up being the same way, but now they are in Bismarck. Seminars also going on in Minot and Dickinson. In addition to Bismarck, you're not too far away from a seminar on regenerative medicine. If you've got pain in your knee, lower back, neck, shoulders, hips, even joint pain, There are must-attend stem cell therapy educational seminars for you to check out and learn more. Go to stemcelltherapyforpain.com. By the way, I have done this. I've had an injection in each knee. Already feeling better. 1-888-973-1560, 888-973-1560, or stemcelltherapyforpain.com, and don't spend 2018 with that same chronic pain.
Kristi Noem, Congresswoman from South Dakota, talking tax reform legislation that has passed. Any questions you have on it? I know we've had a lot of questions on this for Congressman Kramer, Senator Hovind, but obviously anybody can call with a question. And South Dakotans, your chance to talk with your member of Congress and hear about some of the events she has coming up this week, different town halls that she's hosting. So stay tuned for that coming up, or get your questions ready here in minutes to call us at 258-0550. Toll-free telephone number is 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Or you can text Todd or I, Todd at 226-8503, or me at 367-2054. Texter says the highway east of Hettinger, Highway 12, is sheer ice, and you don't know until it's too late. All right, folks. Word to the wise there. If you are running into any road conditions you want to let us know about, please give us a call. Texter says, I wonder why Heidi Heitkamp was in that meeting you talked about at the White House yesterday. Or is she a decision maker now? I'm not sure what you mean by that. I don't know. I do not know. Can't help you there. Another texter says, good morning. Scott was wondering what happened to our co-equal branches of government. It sounds like the judicial has control of everything. Stopping POTUS again on Dreamers this time. Also, I wonder if Heidi can say she didn't get a seat at the table again. Yes, she can't say that, can she? Very good point. Another texter here, I hate earmarks. Doesn't that just scream overspending or breaking budgets? Thought we were trying to cut the federal budget. Well, first of all, the budget ought to be the budget. So you shouldn't be able, in an earmark, to dedicate dollars to a particular project for something that isn't already in the budget. So I'm totally in agreement with the caller there. It ought not be a budget buster. My point is simply this. If you have a pot of money that the federal government is going to spend, who do you want deciding who spends that pot of money? Is that better for a bureaucrat to decide in some department for priorities, or is it better for an elected member of Congress from a particular district, in our case, North Dakotans, deciding, all right, there's the budget, it's already approved, I want to take that to this need. This is a priority. I'm just saying, I think they know a priority better than anybody else. This is an easy one to get our, you know, all feathers all ruffled up over, because in the past, it's been abused. I'm just saying, who decides? I'm not saying new money. I'm not saying love pork. I'm not saying any of that. I'm saying within the budget, within the confines of what's already allocated, who's best to decide? Let's see here. Texter, autonomous vehicles are a good idea until the government starts sticking its fingers in it. If that happens, we'll have to go when and where they want. Kiss your Sunday drive goodbye if that happens. I'd not be for the government deciding where we go. Would you, Todd? That'd be about
it. I was going to say, can you imagine? And yet, the sad part is yes, we could imagine. Texter's right.
One other scoop out of the CES, I guess, is Ford is going to be partnering with Lyft. You know what Lyft is? Lyft is like
Uber.
Yeah, just a competitor to Uber. Ford is partnering with Lyft, Postmates. I don't know what Postmates is. And Domino's on various autonomous car efforts. How long before your pizza is delivered by an autonomous vehicle? And how does it get from the car to the door, Todd? I'm wondering about that, too.
Well, I bet it'll come from a drone. It won't even end up in a car. Just right up in the air in a drone.
Well, it'd be cold then, though. That wouldn't work.
No, because you get the same packaging that you give a driver. I mean, you're sending a driver out in a cold car, right?
The same packaging, yeah, but the pizza would be in the car in a. You'd have to, I mean, maybe you could do it. You're saying the drone from the car to the door? Or you're saying the drone from the kitchen to the...
You could have the drone picking up a pizza that's in an insulated device. We're actually having this discussion, all right? And then it flies right from your pizza place to your front door, or back door, or whatever.
Yeah, and of course, Ford is partnering with Lyft and Domino's on Carver's, because Ford would then design a vehicle that Domino's would buy that would actually deliver the vehicle.
If you're running a pizza place, wouldn't you just love to not have to try to find more drivers to hire?
And I guess
doesn't necessarily mean you're eliminating jobs, but I mean you're not sitting there, you know, five drivers short on a given night.
If you save me a couple of bucks, I might go out to the vehicle and pull out of some hatch too, right? I might be okay with that. It doesn't cost me as much. And I don't have to tip the car. See, there's no tip.
Oh, they'll come up with a way around that.
Well, I'm not tipping
a car. It's called a delivery charge. They already come around that. They just add a delivery charge onto your check.
Not cars, yeah. I'm a no on autonomous vehicles, says another listener. Come on, if people are too lazy to drive their own cars, what's the world coming to? To me, the pleasure of driving a car is one of only two reasons to own it. The other reason is for convenience. I feel the same way about autonomous electric semi-trucks. But that gets into a whole different discussion on shortage of drivers and the laziness of the...
Okay, I'd rather have a computer that wants to drive the car driving the car than a person who doesn't want to be driving the car.
I love the idea. Again, assuming all the safety precautions and all the... Look, all this stuff's got to be tested and you got to know, right? Nothing's foolproof, but for the most part, that this works, okay? Just like, you know, there would have been a time we would have thought, are you kidding me? A computer's going to land a plane? A computer's going to take a plane and you know, autopilot a computer? No way. Well, you know, early on we thought the same thing. But now we know it works every day, and the vast majority of planes, that's how they're operated for the vast majority of time.
Do you think you'd have a couple of movies in your shirt pocket?
Yeah.
I mean, look at all the other changes that have come along, right?
Exactly. So my point is, assuming it goes through all the levels of testing and everything else, the idea of me getting in the vehicle in the back seat and the car drives me to work or to Bismarck or to Watford City or to Dickinson or whatever, think how much more I get done.
Especially you with all that windshield time you have.
And I mean, even if I'm doing a short commute, I've checked my email. I've kind of, you know, knocked off 15, 20 minutes. Of
you could finally text and drive legally.
Well, my point is, yeah, and the ones that are not using the autonomous vehicles are texting and driving, probably a lot more dangerous than sitting in the back. I don't know.
True.
I'm not totally against this. Questions for Christy Nome. Well, we'll pick up the autonomous vehicle thing a little later on, but questions on tax reform next. Don't go away.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Jay Thompson and Sons is a great resource if you're looking at the bottom line saying something's got to give. What's going on here? We have costs on the rise. We need to tackle something. H.A. Thompson and Sons help the bottom line of businesses all throughout North Dakota. In fact, they manage now throughout the region like 600 buildings, actually all throughout the Northern Plains, mechanical heating and cooling systems. And they do that through these cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements through Link. So give them a call. Find out more. 223-3393. They've been in Bismarck doing business since 1908. Now all throughout the region, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana, too. H.A. Thompson & Sons, HATandSons.com for their website. Later today in Rapid City and tomorrow in Brookings, Sioux Falls and Huron, Friday in Watertown and Aberdeen, and Monday in Pierre. Congresswoman Kristi Noem is going to be holding town hall meetings talking about the recently passed tax reform legislation and is nice enough to join us today to talk a little bit about it. Kristi, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm back in D.C., so I'm not doing as good as I was last week when I was home in South Dakota, but Friday I'll be in Millbank at the farm show there, and then I'm headed to Sioux Falls on Saturday to meet with my Walleyes guys, and so we just keep going because we've got a lot of folks that have questions about tax reform and the next farm bill, and we want to make sure we answer all the questions.
All right, so that list I just read, that was last week's town halls. I must have the dates wrong, huh?
Yeah, that was last week's town halls. We finished this week. I was in Pierre on Monday and then flew out here late Monday night, so... So kind of goes through the weekends now. We're kind of in that time of the year.
Well, that's good. Now, I want to talk a little bit about these town halls and about just what kind of feedback you're getting and what we welcome. Any questions folks have, too, on the tax reform legislation? I know we had farmers and ranchers with questions and others. Just any particular question that you do have now that we have the details, certainly welcome for Congresswoman Noem today on the program. But you had enough of the swamp, it sounds like. You want to come back and be governor, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when I first ran for Congress, I said I wasn't going to make a career out of it. I wouldn't be here 10 years. And at the end of this year, it'll be the end of eight. And with President Trump in office, we're getting a lot of my priorities signed into law. So I think it's time now for governors to step up and really reform these state programs so that we can set an example for the nation. And that's, we need reformers in office at the state level. Then that's going to make all the difference in the world.
Well, wish you luck in that endeavor for sure. We'll be watching that close. When's the primary?
The primary's in June. It's the first Tuesday in June. I think it's the 5th.
All right, a few months down the road. Brandon in Aberdeen for Kristi Noem. Go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I have two questions for you, if I may.
Sure.
I know you worked a whole lot on the tax bill and all of the pushback that the Democrats have been giving on that stuff. Most of everything I hear is either dishonesty or bitterness. I was wondering if you could you know, respond to some of that, maybe get a little truth out there on it. And my my second question is unrelated. It's about your running for governor. How you think you might be able to make things, you know, better, or make the government run better?
Yeah, great questions. So the as far as the tax reform package, I thought it was absolutely shameful, the things that we heard on national media from Democrats talking about this bill, because I've been working on it for 2 years and taking hearings for three as a member of the Ways and Means Committee. We brought in business owners. We brought in a farmer from South Dakota to testify before the committee. We had bipartisan meetings, and every single question we asked was with two priorities. What do we need to do to help low and middle income Americans? And then how do we get growth in the country? And that was the two priorities. And, you know, the average household income in South Dakota is only $54,000 a year. And that's often with two parents working. So plus, you know, we pay double the national average in energy costs. So we just, for years, people have been saying, when's it going to get better? Our fuel costs are going up, electricity's going up, food's going up, and we don't have any more money in our pocket. And so every question we made in this tax reform bill was, how do we help those folks that get up every day, go to work and work hard and aren't doing any better? And the second one was growth. What are we going to do to get companies back here in the United States, building and providing more higher paying jobs for folks? And so we did that. This bill, absolutely. In fact, this morning, you know, we've heard hundreds of companies already announce that they're coming back to the United States, that they're increasing wages, that they're adding bonuses. But you know, a hometown story is Great Western Bank in South Dakota this morning announced that they're going to raise their minimum wage to $15 an hour company-wide, that they're going to pass on bonuses and wage increases to over 70% of their workforce. They're going to increase their benefits, and they're going to double the community work that they do. They donate a lot of money and help to their local communities, and they're going to double the amount they spend there. That this tax reform was such a big package for our country and for South Dakota that they're passing that savings on to folks. And so not only is the average South Dakota family going to get a $1,600 tax cut, but they're going to get opportunities like this. Our utilities companies are going back and looking at lowering rates because of tax reform. And that's the exactly the kind of businesses and benefits we wanted to see people take advantage of. You asked me about the governor's race too. And you know, Here's my big deal. South Dakota does a lot of things right. You know, we've got low taxes, low regs, but the status quo is not good enough. We have state programs that, you know, tend to perpetuate poverty. They don't get people off of those programs. You know, we should have work opportunities, education requirements, and help to get people off of Medicaid, to get them off of welfare, to get them off of housing assistance and working the thousands of empty jobs that we have across the state. And we're going to need a real reform-minded governor to get that kind of stuff done. And I also think South Dakota should put our programs on a strong family basis. You know, the problems we have in South Dakota, we've doubled our violent crime rate in the last 12 years. We've tripled our rapes. Our drug use is out of control. And we're going to have to change our culture. And we've got wonderful people there that are willing to do that, but we need strong leadership to turn that around. So that's what I think this governor's race will be about. I think it'll be about experience. And me and my opponents just have very different backgrounds. I've been a farmer and rancher my whole life. I've run businesses. I've served in the legislature and worked to build consensus. Now being in D.C. and seeing how we can utilize federal resources to change our programs to help folks, I think, is just a background that nobody else in the race has.
Thanks for the call, Brandon. Appreciate that. We're going to go to Ralph, South Dakota. You probably already knew there was a Ralph, South Dakota, even though it's a little bit west of your ranch by a few miles, but down there south of Reeder. Ralph, what's on your mind for Christy Noem?
Good morning, Christy. In South Dakota, the real estate taxes are based on a valuation of the land by a productivity system. This system is fatally flawed. The first year that it put into effect, they had almost 200,000 acres of farmland in South Dakota, which they had productivity data on that was used for the valuation. Last year, they only had 4,500 acres upon which they based the valuation for the tillable land in the state, the county here. The Department of Revenue knows that this system is fatally flawed, but they're not doing anything about it. Now, if you're elected governor, what will you do to rectify this grossly unfair system, which has resulted in a tragic increase in property taxes? Thank you.
Yeah, I'm well aware of the problem because I worked on this when I served in the legislature. I was on the tax committee. We worked on this change to productivity. I was on the task force, the Agland task force. And when we made the changes from valuation to productivity, it was because valuation prices were going up so much and taxing farmers off their land. They just couldn't afford their property taxes. The problem we have is that after I left the legislature was when it got implemented, and it was implemented much differently than what we intended. In fact, those legislators that worked on the bill, were all farmers. We were all people who knew the problems we were having across the state and also didn't like the way that it was implemented, after I left the legislature, because the productivity method is putting a huge burden on ag land and has increased ag land property taxes much more than other areas of taxation. So you're exactly right. We have a huge issue and it needs to be fixed. But when we went from valuation to productivity, all the ag groups, all the commodity groups, livestock groups, were on board. They wanted this change because people were trying to stay on their farms and couldn't afford it because you had one high sale in your county and it drove up everybody's property taxes and they wanted to change the way it was done. I'm just a big believer that the way it's being implemented isn't correct and that needs to be addressed. So luckily, for me and I guess for you, I'm very well of the situation because I was one of the people who spent a ton of time on it and will come into the governor's race, and if I'm elected, with a full background and knowledge of the situation that we have and what we need to change.
It isn't just, ag land, the farm or the tilled land, it's rangeland as well.
Yeah.
They're using, to a large degree, grossly inaccurate soils map that has been hacked for a number of years that they fail to ever correct. I've got ground that is rocky and is all the topsoil eroded, and it's shown as being prime number one farm ground, and it doesn't make any difference to the taxation gang. They're using
your
stuff, the soil survey, even on range ground, and saying, well, that soil over there on your pasture is the same classification as what you're farming, so therefore your rangeland is going to be taxed at the same rate that what your farm ground is.
I love those bureaucrats, right? They just
you're exactly right, and that's the problem that I've had is when they went to implement this, they went on soil types. But they didn't take any account of the topography and rocks and what was there. And so I'm over in the northeastern corner of the state, and we have really good farmland in some areas. And then you get into I live on about 600 acres that is solid rock that we graze. It's native ground, but you could never farm it because the amount of rock there. But it has the same soil types on it that my best farm ground does. So two totally different pieces of land that they're valuing. I haven't compared that land to my best farm ground, but in many areas of the state, they're looking at that farm ground and that range land the same way, and there needs to be many more factors taken into account when they come up with that productivity valuation to assess property taxes.
Great to hear from Ralph, South Dakota Herald. Thank you for that. John in Sioux Falls, I'm going to hold you over through the break so we give you a chance to ask your question and get an answer from Christy Nome without having to rush to break. So if you would, John from Sioux Falls, you're next to go. Last chance for questions or comments for Congresswoman Christy Nome. We're talking a little tax reform today just off a series of town hall meetings on the tax reform or anything else on your mind today. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number, 800-228-0550. More after this. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have a portable fire trailer.
Turnkey Solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Jesse here from Precision Concrete Cutters. Rumor has it we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. Can't see it? If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall is cracking around them, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait until spring to fix it. Contact us. Go online to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com. And let Precision Concrete Cutters help you get a jump on spring.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. You too can score a touchdown with hot spring spas and pool tables too. I love the way my Hot Spring Grandy hot tub with the Ace saltwater system makes me feel. Hot spring hot tubs are a great way to relax at the end of a tough day. It really is every day made better.
That's right. The Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
If a hot spring hot tub can help me recover from my day on the job, imagine what it can do for you. Head on down to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. For the best ownership experience, see the team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
That's right, Carson. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, why not? Financing options are available, and they're great deals. Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, will take care of you.
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Look for Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot. I love my hot tub from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Look for the duck. Tell them Carson sent you. And score a touchdown with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow today. Better night's sleep guaranteed with one call to MyPillow. Or go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Get the buy one, get one, and they give one. Yes. Nice little holiday gesture that remains till the end of the month. Where they actually are giving a pillow in your name to a family in need. Isn't that cool? 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Continuing our conversation, one more segment with Congresswoman Kristi Noem of South Dakota joining us. John in Sioux Falls has a question. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Kristi. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, hi, John.
You know, my concern is with the ELD mandate that was just put into effect the 18th of December. It's extremely frustrating to me to see the members of my own state back this when it is an obvious overreach of the DOT. It does nothing to help the trucking industry or make the streets, make the roads safer. And it's also aggravating to not be able to get any type of communication out of the Trump administration on why they are backing this or why they think this is a good thing or if it's a wait and see attitude when this is so much more of an overreach than Waters of the U.S. was.
Well, first off, I think the reason the Trump administration has taken that position is because they're getting mixed messages. You know that I have been fighting the ELD mandate. I'm very much against it. I've been fighting it all along, and I have a bill that would delay it, get rid of it. I put an amendment in with Brian Babin to delay it because it's such a burden for our small guys and our livestock haulers. And so I've been kind of at war trying to get rid of this electronic logging device mandate that's since it was first proposed. But you're right. The Trump administration's got hearing from members of Congress on both sides that some are for it and some are against it. In fact, when we had an amendment on our appropriation bill on the House floor and to delay the implementation and take all funding away from the implementation of it, we lost. And a lot of ag representatives voted against the amendment. So even from the ag industry, you know, Trump administration's getting some mixed messages. So I don't know. We're going to keep pushing, but I'm on your side, and I always have been. We just can't let this go forward because it's too hard on small companies. The big guys can probably afford to implement it and comply with it, but there's the requirements of it and the mandated times and rest periods. And you look at the weather we have in South Dakota, and you look at the livestock industry and our ability to move commodity and products. I don't know why we would put this kind of burden on the guys that are getting our stuff to market.
So it's just a matter of who's got the, you know, the most juice right now to sway the Trump administration? Because obviously, I think, you know, the truckers were big backers of President Trump. That was pretty well known during the campaign, right? Agriculture, we saw that this week in Nashville, the Farm Bureau thing. The president's got some strong farm and ranch support, so they're mm-hmm. firmly against it.
Yeah, well, I think the big truckers, you know, the big lines and the guys that have dozens of trucks are telling them, hey, we can handle this. This is fine. It's not a problem. We've delayed it several times already. We're ready to implement it. But it's still the guys that have two or three trucks going up and down the road or independent operators or even those hauling livestock. There's a livestock waiver in place right now, but it's not permanent. And so there's just a lot of uncertainty it's creating. And the cost to put it in a truck, you know, it can only go in 2,000 or newer trucks because that's the only ones that the actual investment in electronics will work with. But then you run older trucks, you are grandfathered, but you got a little bit newer than that, the cost of getting it installed. But it mandates when you have to pull over and take a break, it mandates, you know, you hit 8 hours, you hit 10 hours, you got to pull over and stop no matter where you are and where you're at. Let's say you're trying to get across to your delivery location and you're an hour away, but you've hit a snowstorm. It's going to mandate that you got to pull over in the middle of nowhere. And that kind of stuff just in the real world doesn't work. I don't know if John's got some more insight in that, but I'm going to keep working on it. We've got here till the middle of March to still get some movement on it. We've got some funding bills. We're going to continue to work to try to get some delay options put in place until we can educate some more people just how tough this is.
I only have a little bit of a minute left, but I do want to ask you about late in the tax reform debate, we heard about concern from the co-op community that some changes need to be made. Senator Hovind was really strong on this. Some language came forward from the Senate. I guess it was adopted. You were also a part of this. But now we heard from private elevators who are saying, wait a minute, this is a real competitive advantage for the co-ops. Are the private elevators right, and will this be fixed?
Yeah, the private elevators are right. You know, the House bill, when we put our tax bill together, eliminated Section 199, and that was a 9% deduction that co-ops got that they could pass on to people who did business with them. And it was put in place a while ago. We had that debate pretty extensively in the House committee. We knew it when it was put into place, it was intended to be temporary and not permanent. And then when the House bill came forward, it just wasn't in there, but we knew the Senate wanted to do something different. When we got to the conference committee, which I was a member of, we knew we had to have a fix for the issue. And the language for the fix came out of the Senate that ended up in the final bill. And now Now we see that the way that language was worded is giving a huge benefit to co-ops. So we went the opposite direction from what the House bill did to where it's now harming those private elevators, or those elevators that aren't set up in a business-like manner like a co-op. And so we've got to fix it. And I don't think it'll be difficult. We've got technical fixes that we can do. We could add it to another must-pass piece of legislation or just do it on its own. I think people recognize that this needs to be rectified. We can't be giving huge tax deductions to people that sell to co-ops and giving them that kind of an advantage over private entities. So,
makes sense.
Unfortunately,
yeah.
The language that came out of the Senate did that, and we've got to fix it.
Great stuff. Enjoyed the conversation today. We'll do it again soon. Good luck in the run for governor. Thank you, Christy.
Great. Thanks, Scott. Have a wonderful day.
You say, Watford City, it's not the same. It's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code BESTOFTHEWEST for a great stay, and we'll see you in Watford City.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. The venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.